As you attend the traditional Latin Mass, you'll hear people say, oh, I went to a low Mass, I went to a sung Mass, a Misa Cantata, a solemn high Mass. And so today we're going to cover the three kinds of liturgical expressions of the traditional Latin Mass. We'll look at the solemn high Mass, the sung Mass, sometimes called the high Mass, and the low Mass. So let's take a look. Now, the fullest expression of the Roman Rite, of the Eucharistic celebration of Rome in the West, is the solemn high Mass, the Missa Solemnis. It is celebrated by the priest, and on each side he is flanked by a deacon and a subdeacon who assist him. And it's very beautiful because the priest is in the chasuble, the deacon is in the dalmatic, and the subdeacon is in the tunicle. And they move together in an orchestrated way. It's very Trinitarian, very impressive. Now, on the altar, during a Missa Solemnis, you'll see six candles, unless there's a bishop. That would make it a pontifical solemn high Mass. And when there's a bishop, an extra candle is provided. This makes for seven candles, which represents the fullness of holy orders. The bishop has the fullness of holy orders, the sevenfold spirit. But if there's not a bishop, you'll see the six. Everything is chanted. It's normative, just like in the Eastern Rites, that everything be chanted. That's allowed. Of course, the Roman canon is going to be said quietly while there's chanting going on. The priest doesn't chant the canon. But the public parts of the Mass, all of it's chanted. You'll notice that the subdeacon chants the epistle and the deacon chants the gospel. Also, a little fun fact here, it's actually harder to chant the epistle. It's more complicated than it is to chant the gospel. And incense is used in the solemn high Mass. Now, there's a modified version of the High Mass called the High Mass, the Sung Mass, the Chanted Mass, the Missa Cantata. This is our middle expression of the Roman Mass. And it is the attempt to do a solemn High Mass without the priest. I'm sorry, without, you can't have the priest, without the deacon and without the subdeacon. You'll notice also when you go to the solemn High Mass that typically the deacon and the subdeacon are priests, dressed as a deacon, dressed as a subdeacon. And people say, well, why is that? He's a priest. Why is he dressed like a deacon? The answer is that every priest is still a deacon. Every priest is still a subdeacon. A priest contains all the lower orders within his holy orders. He receives the sacrament of holy orders. So he is, every priest is a deacon and a subdeacon. You'll see when a bishop in the older rites dresses up and puts on his vestments, he has the chasuble on, but underneath the chasuble is the dalmatic of the deacon, and then underneath that, the tunicle of the subdeacon. So the bishop is showing the fullness of holy orders in that he wears the vestment of the priest, the vestment of the deacon, the vestment of the subdeacon. It's all there. Now, there are times in geography and in history where there aren't a deacon, a subdeacon, and a priest at every parish, or three priests at every parish. And so this is where the Missa Cantata comes from. Some people call it high Mass, and they don't use the word solemn high Mass. This is the most common usage. People just say, oh, I went to a high Mass. Usually that means that they went to a Missa Cantata, the middle one that we're talking about. So here you'll see a priest in a chasuble, but there won't be a deacon or a subdeacon. He'll just have servers around him, usually a lot, often a lot of servers. And I've seen different practices. Usually I'll see six candles. This is an inconsistency that I've noticed throughout the world. Six candles. I've seen four candles to indicate that it's a Missa Solemnis. And once in Rome, I believe I went to a chanted Mass that only had two candles. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy here. You'll see that the high Mass, the chanted high Mass, doesn't have a consistent rule for the candles. It's probably just regional, and I've noticed it different in different places. And then also you'll notice that incense is used in the same way that it's used in the solemn high Mass. Now, we move to the low Mass. This is the Missa Privata, a private Mass. This was developed chiefly in monasteries, or in places where lots of priests needed to say lots of masses. And so you're not going to have solemn, you know, maybe if there's in a monastery, 30 priest monks, you're not going to have 30 solemn high masses every single day. So you would have the conventional mass, the mass that would be maybe solemn for everyone. And then each priest himself would say a private mass, a misa privata. This is one priest and usually one server. It can be done without a server. It can also be done with 25 servers. I've seen low masses in a parish that, you know, it's a low mass and there's all kinds of servers up at the altar. You'll see two candles. That's always the case in a low mass, just enough to light the altar. We as Catholics follow the Old Testament custom to have fire on the altar. The way we have fire on the altar is just through candles. So there's two candles. Nothing is chanted. It's recited. And a low mass is very quiet. This is why often when people are new to the traditional Latin mass, I recommend that their first one not be the low mass, because they'll go in and they may not even realize that the mass has started. It's so quiet. It's so still. There's no music. You could add music to it. Sometimes hymns are added at the beginning and end, but it's stripped down. It's the bare essentials of the holy sacrifice, the mass. And in a way, there is something great about it. It's a wonderful time to pray and even enter into mental prayer because of the silence. And this is, you know, you'll see this on a daily mass. It'll be a low mass unless it's a feast day or something like that. So it's a time of quiet, but if you're not used to this, it is the most shocking, and it does take time to sink into the low mass. So those are the three kinds of masses. Again, in America, the most common terminology is solemn high mass. That's with a deacon and a subdeacon. And some people, when they'll even say, I went to high mass, but had a deacon and subdeacon. So they're indicating a solemn high mass. Then high mass. This is in, I would say, most traditional communities, because as the traditional movement has restored itself and grown, there aren't three priests to every parish. There's usually one or maybe two. And so the solemn high mass is rare. You don't see it that often. So if you're at a parish that only has one or two priests, when you go to high mass, you're going to a sung mass, a misa cantata. And then your daily masses, or if a priest has to fly into where you are and it's in an area where it's small or reduced, or even if it's in a hotel room or a conference or traveling somewhere or in a prison, this would be the low mass. Just a priest, a server, two candles, and then just the minimal rubrics involved in it. So there it is, the three kinds. From now on, you'll know the terminology. And also when you enter into the church, just by looking at the candles, looking at who's on the altar, you'll know right away this is either a solemn high, or a low mass. All right, well, thanks for being a student at the New St. Thomas Institute, and we'll continue our studies on the Roman Rite.